All right, thank you, John. Next, we'll go to Chad Russell, who is based in Mexico City, and he is Regional Director for Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic.
Thanks, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Nice to join you today. I'll be very brief so we can get to the question and answer period, which I think will probably be the most value to you. First of all, let me just cover Mexico. Mexico remains the largest market in terms of volume for U.S. pork. Japan is the number one value market. Also, Mexico is the second largest market for U.S. beef in terms of volume. Let me first of all talk about beef a little bit. Since the financial crisis of 2008, there's been a titanic shift in consumer demand for meats in Mexico. There's been a shift down of beef towards poultry and towards pork, and that's primarily because of the initially the devaluation of the peso vis-a-vis the dollar after the financial crisis unfolded in the fall of 2008. But also part of that later on was the rising prices of U.S. beef, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, has. So those two forces in effect have caused many Mexican consumers to shift to relatively less expensive forms of meat protein, the winners thus far being poultry and pork. So there's been double-digit declines in our exports of beef to Mexico over the course of the last 5 years, with this one exception was in 2011, when there was a little bit of an uptick. This year, unfortunately, that trend continues, but at a slower decline. It's down 7% thus far through August. Last year, it was down for the full year 25%. Some news on the beef side, of course, Mexico agreed with the U.S. government as part of the U.S. government supporting Mexico's request to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was for Mexico to eliminate the current restriction on beef products from cattle over 30 months of age. That work is underway. Negotiations between the two governments are taking place. Unfortunately, the furlough that took place and the workers were out for 3 weeks, that has put that work a little bit behind schedule. The goal is to have those negotiations finalized by the end of the year, which, of course, coincides with some people's expectations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership coming to a conclusion at the end of the year. So that's the time frame we're on. I spoke to the embassy colleagues before I came to Fort Worth, and that plan is still in place, and they expect that work hopefully to be accomplished by that time. So that'll be a positive force in terms of being able to export some products from cattle over 30 months of age into the Mexican market. Turning to pork, we have a very long standing relationship with Mexico, the U.S. government does, through NAFTA. So we really have, I would almost say, perfect market access for pork. There's no duties, there's no quotas, there's no technical barriers to trade at the moment, and I knock on wood every time I say that. That certainly could change, but our industry has benefited greatly from having that access to a very large market south of the border. As a result, we've had some very impressive growth in our exports of pork to Mexico. It's primarily a ham market, but not exclusively. We also export picnic cuts and pork offals as well. So it's been a very good market for our industry in recent years. We have every reason to believe that trend line could continue. Mexico, there's been a lot of consolidation. A lot of smaller producers have gone out of business, and the ones that remain are large, well-managed companies which produce high-quality pork. Mexico is increasingly exporting some of their pork into foreign markets, which Phil knows well about. They're quite active in the Asian area, particularly Japan. Some other markets there. They've negotiated, or in the process of negotiating, sanitary agreements with China. So they target China as a strategic market for the future. They have not yet exported pork to China, but they expect to do so in the coming months as those negotiations get finalized. And certainly that is the hope. Having said all this positive thing about pork, there is the present threat, and that's actually the pork producers in Mexico for many, many years have worked to try to convince their government to put in place some type of import barriers to U.S. pork. They believe that these imports have caused them great economic harm. This puts many of their producers out of business because they cannot compete, particularly on price and or quality. A lot of that is true, I think. I mean, the Mexican industry is not as efficient as the U.S. And one of the biggest concerns right now is the, as you probably know, the COOL law, the Country of Origin Labeling Law. That law was deemed by the WTO some time ago as not being consistent with U.S. obligations under the WTO. Since then, I think it was May, if I'm not mistaken, right, Phil, May, I think the USDA put out a revised rule or regulation concerning how that law was to be implemented with the hope that that would satisfy the WTO. The WTO is going to take a look at this once again and make another determination whether it's consistent with our obligations or not. I won't wager as to how that might turn out, but if it were to be deemed not consistent again, Mexico and Canada would have the legal right under the WTO to retaliate against the U.S. The government officials I've met with in recent months have not told me specifically, but have their body language and other ways of communicating when I ask them about what might be on their retaliation list. Pork products could very well be on that list, just as they were under the earlier situation when the U.S. did not comply with the NAFTA agreement concerning trucking. I don't know if you recall that issue or not, but it might very well play out that way again. So that's the threat out there. We don't know what products might be on the list or what duties might be imposed under that process, but it certainly could affect our trade. On the other side, the Mexicans have actually determined there was dumping on the part of the U.S. poultry industry into Mexico. With some of the larger markets closed, Russia and China, to U.S. poultry, a lot of that poultry has found its way to Mexico. And although they found dumping, the government has yet to put in place the anti-dumping duties, partly because they're concerned about food inflation in Mexico, which in recent year or so has been relatively high. They don't want to create problems among the population by imposing these duties. If or when these duties were to be imposed, it would benefit U.S. pork exports because that would make that poultry chicken leg orders more expensive and consumers may shift even more to pork. So that's still out there. Again, we don't know how that will play out. They didn't also, one thing they didn't put the duties on for pork was because of the outbreak of high path avian influenza. So there was already because of that disease presence in Mexico, prices were elevating due to that. So they didn't want to add on to that inflationary pressures by putting on the duties. So I think the future for pork is very bright in Mexico. I don't think the Mexican pork industry can produce what Mexico needs, even though they're producing more every year on average. It's an industry that's still growing, but demand for pork in Mexico is quite strong. I don't see anything out there in the future that would slow that down significantly. There's very big, aggressive, successful companies who are large customers of our industry. So maybe quickly turning then to maybe Central America and South America, which I've asked to cover briefly. Those markets are relatively small but fast growing. We have a number of free trade agreements in place that are promoting or supporting increasing export volumes to Colombia, Panama, are two that come to mind. In the case of, for example, so far this year through August, our exports are for beef and beef variety meats are up 25% from a year ago, and for pork and pork variety meats up 35%. Those are not anomalies because last year for the whole year we had similar figures, strong double-digit figures. So there's a lot of work is being carried out by USMEF in those markets to try to leverage the benefits of the free trade agreement. We're looking and concentrating on Chile and Peru in the case of beef and beef in Central America, Chile and Colombia in the case of pork. In the case of Central America, Guatemala and Panama in beef, and also Honduras and Guatemala in pork. So those are some of our strategic markets that we're devoting quite a bit of resources to, thinking that that's where we could get the biggest bang for our dollar.